Hello, beer fans, and welcome to another episode of the Suds with Buds podcast. Today we are joined by frequent guest and co-host, Darren.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
It's really good to have you back, Darren.
Thanks, buddy. I'm glad to be back.
Now, I'm kind of running a little bit behind on my editing.
Yeah.
About 5 episodes behind. I'm really sorry to all the fans out there.
Yeah.
We'll get her done. So I'm not sure which order this one's going to come out in. But you have been in a few lately, and we normally record at the Flock Audio Studios when we're with you.
Yeah.
And you have a bit of news in that regard, so why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so it's exciting. So I would say probably about, 3-4 months ago, I kind of made the decision that we're going to do some major upgrades to the studio. And just between recording bands and doing your podcast, which has taken off, which is awesome, we decided that, you know what, we were really going to take the dive, and we're going to do all the construction and everything needed to make the studio a really pristine and legit studio. So it's, I would say, around 90% done, and it needs some baseboards and some sound panels, and then I get to move everything back in. Ceiling's insulated, you got ceilings finished, you got the feature walls done, so it's kind of pretty looking. all that good stuff. Ah, we're getting close. I'm excited. So we'll see the relaunch of Flock Audio, and I think we were kind of talking about we might even do a video episode.
Yeah, that's a great
once,
idea.
Once it's done. So that'll
it's
be awesome.
Be a lot of work, for sure.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine how long it's going to take me to edit a video podcast?
I'm just glad you said me. Meaning you.
Yeah,
not me.
Absolutely. You're too busy with all the bands and everything to probably take that on.
Yeah, true story.
You're just in charge of graphics and things.
Yeah, exactly.
The After Effects.
Logos.
All right, so you guys might hear a little bit of background noise and some people talking. This is kind of a special podcast because we're outside. We're at the lake. It's Canada Day long weekend.
Woo.
And we're out here we're out at Whitefish Lake.
Yep.
So originally we had discussed maybe trying to do this on the boat. We tried it. It was just way too windy out on the water today.
Yeah.
So we're sitting here at the picnic table back at the campsite.
Yeah.
Having some beers, and we decided, hey, let's do a podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is an on location one, which you've already done an on location episode.
I've done a few,
which is pretty cool. You've done more than one.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's cool. This one's neat. This is the first one I'm a part of, and I'm kind of excited to do it.
So. Yeah. So I'm gonna do my best to try and limit some of the wind and the background noises. But if you hear some of that, you know, hey, we're outside. We're having we're having beers al fresco today.
The
ultimate patio beers.
Yeah.
All right. So normally we just have one guest. But today's Darren's acting as my co-host, and we're gonna bring a guest on.
The special guest.
So today's guest is Nathan. Now Nathan takes care of us when we're out here. He makes sure that we're fed. He cooks us breakfast.
Yeah.
He drives us around on the lake, and he's our expert fishing guide.
Yeah. True story.
So say hello, Nathan.
Hey. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Now Nathan, this is what I ask everyone when they first come on the podcast. What kind of beer do you normally drink? You know, like after work or on the weekends, what's your go-to?
So usually I drink Bud Light or MGD, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah, I love me some MGD.
Do you pick those up from Costco?
The Bud Light, yes.
I feel like those are Costco run.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Costco's a great place to pick up beer.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you can beat the lines.
You gotta know when to go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Which is never. Because it's never not busy. Sorry, Costco.
All right, so today's beer, another Alley Cat beer. I know, I can hear you guys saying, Wade, you're always doing Alley Cat. Well, you know what? It's close to my house, and they always have something new, so get over it.
Do they get all excited when you walk in? Like, oh my God, it's Wade from the Suds with Buds podcast.
No, I don't announce that.
Oh. Well, they'll know soon enough when your new website launches.
Okay.
Or the video.
The video podcast.
Yeah, they'll know.
That'll catch their attention.
Suds with Buds featured beer.
All right, so today's beer is it's from a brand new series of beer that Alley Cat's doing called the Back Alley Brews. So these are like limited run, kind of like almost like they're experimental beers that they normally make.
Okay.
But they're kind of sharing them with the public.
Mm.
Today's beer, love this name, Spruce Almighty. It's a takeoff from the popular movie.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even put that together.
Darren's a little slow.
Yeah.
So this pale ale.
Long day at the lake.
This pale ale is moderately hopped with Centennial, Cascade, and Columbus hops. The addition of tender local spruce tips complements the fruity hop aromas and enhances the pine-like flavors.
Hmm.
Now, the pine is very, very, it's very subtle. I did try a little sample at the brewery.
Okay.
I was very impressed. So, I first heard about this beer a few months ago when we were on the Cask on Rails event.
How was that?
Was that good? Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, that looked cool. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, Edmonton Beer Geeks Anonymous puts that on. We've talked about a few of their events in the past.
Yeah.
And I actually interviewed Shane, the head of that, at the Beer Fest.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we talked to him for a few minutes. And,
sweet.
Yeah, so if you ever want to check out any of the events, just check out Edmonton Beer Geeks, Google that, and you'll find their website. But I was talking to the Alley Cab, one of their head brewers, about what he was working on, and he said he's been picking spruce tips every weekend and every during the week, every time
he had
free
time. Could you imagine? What are you doing this weekend? Man note, I got to pick some spruce tips. Yeah. Excuse me? Nothing.
It doesn't get much more local than that.
Yeah, true.
So here on the bottle, it says, we handpicked over 80,000 spruce tips.
80,000?
In our river valley. Oh, and our friends, the Northern Girls, generously allowed us onto their Derrywell farm to pick the rest. As it turns out, picking spruce tips isn't easy, but we hope you'll agree it was worth it. You might hear a boat in the background. There's
yeah,
some guys...
don't mind some douchey people on a boat with awful music.
We'll hear about that more in Wade's Wah, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, guys, so I'm going to open this up.
Okay.
All right, we're going to try this out. But this one's an actual pop top, hey? A lot of their, I guess their big bottles are. It's their small bottles that are twists. All right, there you guys go. Kind of warmed everybody up. You good?
Okay.
So Nathan, you're new to the podcast. What we normally do is we take a few sips, give our first impressions, and then we'll hit a few segments, and then when we're done the beer, we'll come back and give our final review.
Okay, sounds good.
That's not half bad.
I told you, it's subtle.
Yeah, it's decent. It has sort of that IPA taste. I don't taste a lot of the pine needles yet, but or spruce needles.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll... Yeah, maybe a bit. I was really expecting this to be very minty.
Minty?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Something like that. You too, Nathan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Nathan? What's your first sip tasting like?
Yeah, it tastes good. Yeah.
So this is something you can see you might mix into your MGD kind of every once in a while, have one of these?
Yeah, it's definitely easy drinking.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd say it's fair. It's like a fairly fairly tame pale ale.
With a very
subtle, sprucey kind of flavor.
It's good, actually. I really enjoy this so far.
When I tasted some at the brewery, I had a few, like, I had just a little sample.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, that's a really subtle spruce. And then as I was walking out, I had a little burp, and they're like, oh, there's a spruce.
I'm going to have to wait for that one.
Yeah, so just something to look forward to, guys. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so this is Canada Day long weekend. Canada Day is a great day to get out, have a barbecue, hang out with some friends, and enjoy some beverages. I know personally, when it's hot out, I like a real nice lager or something like that. So I kind of want to ask you guys, like, what's your summertime, what's your Canada Day long weekend kind of a beer?
I like a lager too. Like I'm a huge IPA fan, which all you guys know.
Yeah.
But I like a lager, a really simple one. I'm anything from Molson Canadian right down to whether it be a Big Rock lager or anything like that. I do like Big Rock lager as well. So I, you know what? Beer is beer to me on a hot day. And if I'm like busting ass or something and I need something to like cool me down, any lager will do.
So as long as it's cold?
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be cold. I don't drink warm beer. Like, that's my number of... Like, I just won't do it.
Just don't
it's
do
like,
it?
It's like, I won't survive.
What about you, Nathan? So, like, an MGD would be kind of what you would get?
Yeah, I'd probably stick with the Bud Light.
Okay.
Maybe put some Clamato in there.
Oh, he's a Clamato.
That's a good
Except
idea.
I like that.
Yeah.
What do they call them? Bud Light has their actual...
Cheladas.
Those are great.
They are.
I love those. Especially the spicy ones.
Yeah, very convenient.
Yeah. Yeah, true. You don't have to get that perfect mix ratio.
When I was in Mexico, they had Sol pre-mixed with Clamato.
But it's not real Clamato, though.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, they have a different thing. It's called Clamato.
No, it's Clamato.
No, it's not Mott.
Yes, it is.
Nah, I don't believe this.
Yeah. It has a different logo, but it's made by Mott.
There you go. It's this different logo.
Yeah, because Clamato is primarily marketed in Mott's markets in Canada and in Mexico is the two most popular.
Well, how come I can never get a Caesar in Mexico?
Because they don't know how to make them.
They don't even have it. They're like, here's Clamato, and you're like, this is not Clamato. It's Clamato.
Maybe you were like staying in a resort where they didn't have the brand.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree here, Wade.
All right.
On this one.
I like Nathan's idea though. I like where his head's at.
Yeah, no, me too.
Okay, so for me personally, I'm a big fan of the Ribstone Creek Lager. Really good, especially nice and cold.
Ribstone Creek, and that's brewed.
Edgerton.
Oh, okay.
So that's like what, like 2 hours east of here or
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know if I ever tried that one.
Yeah, it's really good. I bought a 4-pack. They had a little 4-pack with 4 different beers in it.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried it, and they were all really
good. That's my biggest complaint with a lot of craft brews is you can't buy them in the 12-pack, right? It's always a sixer.
Okay.
Or else you buy the, what do you call those bottles? The
I've heard them called bombers, the tall bottles. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's my biggest complaint with those. That's a side wham of side Darren's.
That's Darren's despair.
Yeah, Darren's despair. New segment coming soon.
Alley Cat does have the 12-pack variety.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, if you just like one of their brews. Okay. Basically, yeah. So.
All right. So that kind of wraps up the Canada Day thing. I just want to talk about what kind of beers you guys like to have in the summertime.
Yeah.
Here's another one. We're gonna have a nice deep fry here. We caught some fish when we were out on the boat today.
Lots of fish.
Yeah, we had a really good day.
Nathan, say how big your fish was.
Yeah, Nathan,
was.
Tell us a little bit about the fish.
12 and a half pounds was the largest one, and around 97 centimeters.
And that was a jack.
Yeah.
So insane. Like a meter long jackfish.
We actually thought we caught a dolphin at one point. We were panicked. We're like, what do we do?
So we're gonna fry up a bunch of fish. We got some pickles here.
Yeah.
Onion rings.
Yeah.
Did anyone bring matzo sticks?
Oh yeah. And we have like a beer batter that we made, which was cool.
We did.
On a sub note, what was the beer we used for the batter?
All right. So I brought it, of course.
Yeah.
I brought some Tool Shed. It's their black currant goss. I believe is how you say that. Goss.
Yeah.
G-O-S-E.
It's one O short of goose. Yeah. So.
Anyway, this was their special beer that they put on with the Pink Boot Society.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Tool Shed, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Like, I like their beer.
And, like, their beer is great. People Skills is really good.
Oh, yeah.
Their Red Rage is good. And the best part about Tool Shed is the beer's good. And then if you ever meet the guys, they're, like, the nicest guys you've ever met.
I follow them on Instagram, and I have to say, it always, like, it's, like, really nice posts and whatnot.
Absolutely. So. And they're just so passionate. And they're so willing to share.
Yeah,
they've been behind the push to like deregulate and like make things easier for smaller breweries.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, Alberta was very like your taxation level was very high.
Mm.
Right, like you had to get to so many hectoliters or whatever.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
They've like slowly been like bringing those levels down, so that it is a lot easier to start a small brewery and then grow instead of just investing a lot of money and having to do like really high numbers right away.
So anyways, back to our deep frying. So yeah. We do something fun every year at the lake, and we try something new, I would say, pretty much each and every year. This year we're trying, we're actually doing the deep fried pickles, the onion rings, cheese sticks, and french fries. I think we did french fries last year.
Yeah, they were home cut though.
Oh, they were. This year it's my wife who dropped the ball. She bought
some McCain
frozen fries. Mmm, thanks, honey. Anyways.
Sure, they'll be good.
I'm sure they'll be fine. But so Nathan is our master deep fryer. Nathan, what do you do? So he does wings too, and the wings are always amazing. Like they're probably some of the best wings I've ever had.
Absolutely.
What does your batter consist of for your wings? I know you keep it simple.
Yeah, so it's basically just flour, cayenne pepper, some regular pepper, some paprika, some salt in there.
Mm-hmm,
that's kind of basically it. And I coat the wings twice. So coat them all once, let them soak in, then coat them again.
See, that's the secret, folks. The coat of the one and the two. That's where it comes
double
together.
Double coated wings.
Double coated wings.
Double coated, double baked.
Nathan's double coated wings. So, that's awesome. They're always really, really good.
We had pork bites last year, too.
Oh, the
those
ribs.
Were so good.
I brought, but there was too much other food, so.
Oh, Nathan.
I honestly think that we've mentioned on a previous podcast.
Push those pickles off the table. Make room.
I think we've mentioned on a previous podcast how good those pork bites were.
We did. That's right.
Because
we're
talking about the dried ribs and the pork bites.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay. No, that's awesome.
So, is there anything else, any weird things that you guys have deep fried or anything you've ever wanted to have deep fried before? That you can think of?
Yeah, the Bloomin' Onion was like probably the biggest thing.
Okay. You did a Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
And it was good? It turned out good?
Yeah, it was really good. The first time I did it didn't, I guess, deep fry all the way. But the second time I did it was way better.
Was that the same night, or was it?
No, it was a different time. Yeah.
So you gave it another try. You're like, no, I'm getting this right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Good on you.
That's good. Yeah, I've had a deep fried turkey before. Those are always good. Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yeah. You gotta be very careful.
Yeah.
What about you, Darren?
Weirdest thing I've had deep fried, like I've had the Mars bars and stuff like that.
K-Days is good for strange deep fried things. Twinkies. I had a Twinkie. The 1 year?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else.
Jessica, what do you think?
Cheesecake.
Oh, that's right. We've had deep fried cheesecake. That's my wife, Jessica, by the way, in the background.
Hi.
But, so, yeah, we've had deep fried cheesecake. That's right.
Where was that? At K-Days?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That was that night we kind of went crazy. Everything. We just ate everything.
Yeah, we did.
It was good?
It was, yeah, it was really good.
We had corn dogs and...
And an Oreo. We've had the Oreo, too. So
those aren't bad.
Yeah. Maybe we could deep fry some spruce needles.
Some spruce tips.
Yeah.
Those might not be
We'll see how those taste.
Did you bring any Twinkies?
Patent pending, Alec. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So, I don't know. You can deep fry a shoe, man, and it tastes pretty good.
That's true. All right, so let's move on to current events.
Oh, God.
I know Darren is not a big hockey fan, but even he cannot, like, even he has heard of the Taylor Hall trade.
Yeah, it's true, and I don't care. But in all honesty, whatever. I heard he was pretty upset, though.
Yeah, I don't think he was too stoked.
I heard you were pretty upset.
I was sick to my stomach for 24 hours.
I actually heard you went in your room, locked the door, and hid under the covers.
I put my Taylor Hall jersey on. And I cried until it was soaking wet.
Yeah, naked.
Yeah.
Just a Taylor Hall jersey.
I was so sad.
Yeah, so what do you think? Hey, do you really think it's going to impact the Oilers poorly in your personal
opinion? I don't know. Like, I understand that they had to trade someone.
Yeah.
But Taylor Hall's been the driver for so long.
Yeah.
And he's like, he just pushes the puck up the ice.
Yeah.
And he's got such a big heart, and he always tries so hard.
So who did they replace him with?
They trade him for a defenseman from New Jersey.
You know what? When they lose again, they can just fire this coach and blame the next coach, right?
That's probably what will happen.
That's probably what's... Or maybe it's the arena this time.
Maybe.
We'll see.
So, Nathan, you're not, like, a huge hockey fan or anything, but surely you've heard of this, right?
Yeah, actually, I didn't. I was
at the lake.
I was at the lake here for a while, so I kind
of... Okay, so you're a bit out of the loop.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that?
Yeah, like, I understand that they had to get rid of someone to try and bring in some more defense, so... They made their decision. I guess they'll see how it plays out for them.
Nathan respects the decision. Yeah. He's a level-headed respecter of decisions.
He sounds like he could be a GM in the NHL.
Yeah. Hey, maybe the Oilers will hire you.
Yeah. Just throw in a resume.
Yeah. All right.
So Taylor Hall was traded yesterday. Today, Milan Lucic was signed to a big 6-year or 7-year deal. $6 million a year.
Hmm.
Big, strong guy.
Times are tough.
Times are tough. You know, big tough guy, plays on the wing from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Maybe wearing number 27.
It'd be interesting. I mean, I hope that the Oilers can pick it up. Like, I loved when we were in the playoffs and whatnot, and it was an exciting time and the whole city got behind. But it's tough year after year.
Absolutely.
Losing, right? It's tough on the fans.
Darren, I wanna get down to brass tacks here.
Okay.
All right. So everyone knows Edmonton's going to be opening a brand new arena in the fall. You had a little bit to do with the project. We won't say exactly what you did, but you definitely worked on it. So you gonna take Suds with Buds to the rink or what? They got some tickets coming your way. What's going on?
Yeah, I could probably swing something. I don't know if I want to step foot near that building again, but I guess if I pull my hood over my head really tight, you could probably get me in the door.
That's the thing. Once you work somewhere, it's like I'm not excited about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've seen that thing in bare bones to finish almost. So.
Yeah. But I think for a lot of people that'd be exciting. And for me, what I'm most excited about is everything that's going to be going on around the arena. You know, there's going to be bars and pubs and restaurants. Sure.
But I'll never drive down there.
Take the train, man.
Yeah.
Or the bus. There'll be parking rides everywhere, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Darren, guess what?
What?
Do you know what time it is?
Probably.
It's time for Wade's Wah!
He's pissed off and nobody knows why. It's time for Wade's Wah. Here's Wade.
All right, so today's Wade's Wah is very lake specific.
Yeah, it is. I actually enjoy this one.
So, like, even last year and this year, you
you heard it earlier in this episode.
You did. So, when we go out on the boat, we go out in the middle of the lake, do some fishing, listen to some music. You know, we give ourselves a lot of space, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room out there. You don't want to be right next to somebody.
It's a lake, not a pond.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the Wade's Wah for this episode is specifically centered on people who take their watercraft, 200-300 meters away from shore, and they just rip around and do donuts and listen to music really loud.
As loud as possible. Like that guy last year playing AC/DC.
AC/DC.
We get it.
You like
AC/DC.
And they have like these fancy jet boats.
Yeah.
With their like the fancy, the ones for like, what are the wakeboarding boats and all these things.
Yeah,
and they're doing donuts. And if you're like really close to the lake or to the beach.
Kids are playing in the water.
And there's waves.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Do you?
Yeah, I understand it. They're douchebags. I don't think there's really another. Like, we get it. You have a boat. It's a nice boat. You use it 4 times a year. We get it. Like, we see it out there. why are you doing this next to the beach, right? So, and Nathan actually has a beautiful boat.
Yeah.
Which, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's a way nicer boat than any of these other douchey boats. And he never does that. What is your boat, Nathan?
Yes. Yeah, so Nathan,
tell us about
your
boat.
You're a boat captain. Tell us a little bit about it.
Tell us about starboard.
So, it's a 24-foot Manitou Encore boat.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of a nice lounging boat. You can do some fishing.
And it's a triple pontoon, right?
Yeah, tri-pontoon.
I think of it as like a hybrid, because it's like a mix between like a party barge and a fishing boat.
Oh, yeah.
But then you can, like, it also gets up to the like nice speed and everything, too.
It's true.
It's like, you can pull stuff behind it, right?
Yeah, it can hit like 40 miles per hour, so.
That's and it handles, pretty good for a boat that
size. It does, and it handles the waves really well.
Yeah, it does. And honestly, you barely ever feel the waves on it, but that's a triple pontoon or tri-pontoon, whatever you call it. So it's a gorgeous boat, and it is like, well, today, between fishing and the partying and stuff like that, it's such a nice boat. You can just tell people's jealousy when you roll up. And that's exactly why they hop into their boats and then run it 300 meters out and spin donuts. But anyways, I guess the point and what Wade's getting at is, like, you don't have to be someone who is trying to flare and show off what you have. You can have a nice boat and enjoy it and not be that douchey sort of person.
Yeah, I just think maybe, like, take it, like, you know, take it a little farther away from the shore.
The Sea-Doos are bad, too.
Yeah.
Like, we know Sea-Doos can go deeper than 30 freaking feet. Get it out there.
Get it out there. We should put some pontoons out where they, like...
Yeah. Buoys.
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 So, yeah. So, Nathan, anything else about the boat? Like, is there anything you change? You get something different? Or are you just really happy?
Are you doing any upgrades to her?
Yeah.
Not really. It worked out pretty well. Like, we're happy with what we got. Have the double Bimini top, so that was kind of nice.
Oh, okay.
Especially since it's raining out and stuff. Get a little bit of showers, you get some protection.
So it's like the awning that you put up?
Yeah.
And what are you getting in? You want to?
No, it came with the double.
Oh, yeah,
Bimini.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That saved us today.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little bit of rain out there.
Yeah.
But holy man, were the fish biting.
Oh, yeah, it was insane. Your fish was crazy. I couldn't believe that.
That's the biggest jack I've ever seen in my life.
Eating. Yeah. But no, that's cool. It's a beautiful boat, and I agree with your weights. Wow.
Yeah, take it a little farther away from the shore.
Yeah, take it a little.
And turn the music down a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. We like listening to music, too.
We love music.
Just maybe turn down a bit.
Yeah.
All right. So this will be a bit of a short episode here.
Yeah. We got to get back to late times.
We got to let Nathan get back to deep frying.
Yeah.
So let's do the top five.
Our top five already. Okay, let's do it. So what is our top five category, or what is a category for our top five?
All right, so we're at the lake.
We should explain. So the way the top five works is we have five different items of one category, and then we all go through and we all rate them based on our personal. Five is obviously the least.
Yeah.
And number one
normally when we'll do five, and then it's kind of up to the guests to rank, and then that's normally how we do it.
Okay,
but we can all discuss and everything. So today we're at the lake, so let's do top five beach games.
I like it.
We have an annual Beersby tournament.
Yes.
So Beersby will be on the list.
Yeah,
this will be our third annual.
Yeah. We have a trophy.
Yeah,
next year double trophy sort of situation.
Yeah, it's a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
So I just jotted down some things, but if you guys think of anything, like, please let me know.
Okay.
And we can add to the list. Okay.
Okay.
So I got Beersby.
Yep.
Bean bags.
Yep.
Also known as cornhole. Some people call it that.
That is weird. All right.
In the U.S., that's what they call it. Beach volleyball, badminton, and beach soccer. I was kind of reaching there.
Anything, the beach soccer I've never played.
Anything else you guys can kind of think of?
Bones.
Bones?
Is bones that when we throw the cable and...
Nope, it's actually like horse bones.
Bones.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's like horseshoes, basically.
I was going to put horseshoes.
No, you line up a whole bunch of like bones in a row and you try and knock them down.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like bowling and bocce mixed together?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's put it on the list.
Well, let's get rid of the soccer one because I've never played soccer on the beach.
All right. So, Nathan, what do you think?
What's your number five to start? You start below.
The least?
Yeah. Least best game in your personal opinion for the beach?
I'm going to go with the badminton.
Okay.
All right.
I agree with that because badminton, if the wind picks up at all, it can be a very difficult game.
Because of the shuttlecock, right?
Yeah. It's called a shuttlecock.
It is. I know. That's why I call it a shuttlecock. What are you giggling about? All right.
Grow up, guys. Grow up.
Grow up. It's an adult podcast.
All right, so is that that's the very last one? So the honorable mention to shuttlecock or badminton. All right.
Badminton, okay.
Next.
Okay.
What do you think? What's next after badminton?
I'm saying number four.
Yeah, yeah, you tell you.
Normally it goes back and forth. And
does it?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
All right, you go ahead, Darren.
Okay.
So Darren's going to name the next one.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with badminton. Not because I don't think it's not that great. I don't know what the hell bones is, so I'm going to say bones.
All right.
I kind of feel like I'm playing with people's lives or something with bones, but okay.
I think originally these are like real horse bones.
That's right, yeah.
Bones, I believe.
I think your brother explained this to me one time, Nathan. But I tune in and I'll listen talk sometimes. Anyways, Wade, yours?
So are we each making our own list?
Yeah.
For number five, I'm going to have to agree with Nathan and go with
badminton.
Badminton. Because like I said, the wind makes it suck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Nathan, number four?
So number four, I'd probably go with horseshoes. I've actually never played them on the beach before. Usually you have like a horseshoe pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's sand in that pit.
There's sand in the pit.
There is sand in the pit. I've just never played on the beach, so that's my number four.
All right, that's fair. Darren, you're up.
I'll go with badminton next as the next one.
Kay.
Same thing. Weather's really crucial on it.
Okay, for me, I'll go for bones just because I've never played. So that's my number four.
Okay, gotcha. There's a lot on this list.
Yeah, I think there's seven items.
I think you're way overkilling it here. But, okay, so you're number third. You're number three.
Three. So I know lots of people like the beach volleyball. I just personally don't play it, so I'll go with that for number three.
What is it that you don't like about the beach volleyball?
So I understand. It just takes up a lot of the area for everyone else to use the beach.
Oh, so you worry about other people's
their space.
Their space, personal
nice guy.
Space. This guy's too nice.
He is.
He's too nice for his podcast.
He's an all-around nice guy.
Yeah.
Darren, you're up. Number three.
Number three, I'll go with the horseshoes. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's I don't think I've played it in like honestly 10 years. Maybe more. So
alright, so my number two is gonna be beanbags.
No, three.
Oh, number three, sorry. My number three will be beanbags, and there's a very good reason behind this.
Why?
We tried it on the beach the one time, and the sand just chewed up the beanbags themselves.
That was just Jeremy's terrible Costco kit.
As well.
So that's my number three.
They're filled with sand or rice?
Beans. Traditionally. Probably they're plastic pellets, but originally they were beans.
Yeah. All right, you win.
Okay. Nathan, number two.
So number two would be beanbags for the same reason. They're going to get dirty in the sand and tear open and stuff like that.
All right.
Okay. We're on number two. Yeah, I'll go with the beanbags too. I enjoyed, I got no hate against the beanbags. Sorry, beanbag industry for the Subs with Buds hate that it has, but I'm not part of it. Don't attack me.
All right, so my number two will be beach volleyball. I do really enjoy playing some beach volleyball.
We did play a good round in Dominican when we were
there. We really did.
That was good.
I think I reached back to hit a ball.
And you went right on your back.
I fell and landed on my head, and I felt like I might have been concussed for the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you weren't all the same old Wade.
Yeah, maybe I drank too much, though, too. Mm. But beach volleyball is great, especially when the weather's nice.
Okay.
Nathan, you're number one.
So number one's going to be Beersby. I forgot about bones. It was too many on the list. So.
And he suggested bones.
Yeah, I know.
Honorable mention to bones.
Yeah, honorable mention to bones.
I thought there was just five.
I have a feeling this is going to be a sweep. Darren?
I'm going to go with Beersby because that's the whole reason I show up here.
Yeah.
I'm here to win the trophy. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Beersby as well.
Because you're here to win the trophy.
Yeah, we're here to win the trophy. Me and Darren have been on a team for the last 3 years together.
Yeah, even when they redrew, we still ended up on the same team.
So, yeah. Why don't you tell them a little bit about our team?
Our team probably has the best name ever. We're the Small City Rivals. We have a wicked logo. And the last 2 years we were in the finals.
Yeah.
And we got beat out. So I really feel like this year is our year. I don't care if it's raining, we're playing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
do you know what I think? I think maybe we're gonna have to take it easy on the drinking to try and pull out the win, because the last years I feel like maybe we got a little too intoxicated.
It was that damn alley cat.
Yeah. we had the Skona Gold.
That's true, we brought a torpedo keg. Was that last year?
2 years ago.
Two years ago. So.
The Skona Gold, really good.
Yeah, so yeah, for sure.
All right, so Nathan, why don't you read us out your top five, starting at number five, just to kind of recap it, if you remember.
Yeah.
So five was badminton.
Okay.
Yep.
Four was the horseshoes.
Yep.
Three was the beach volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Two was the beanbags or the cornhole. And number one was Beersby.
That's right. I mean, that's a pretty good list. If I really had to shuffle my list around, I'd follow it.
That's good. I like Nathan's list. So that wraps up the top five for Suds with Buds today.
Yep.
Let's get on to the final review.
The review.
Of the beer. That's right. We do the final review of it. Doom, doom, doom. Final review.
Darren's favorite part.
That's my favorite
final
part.
Review. All right, I'm almost done. You guys almost done? Does anyone else need a little bit of beer?
So we rate these out of a 5-bottle cap system.
Yeah,
five
and you can go
is
to
obviously
halves.
The best. Yeah. Oh, we're going to halves?
You can, yeah.
Oh, wow. I've never seen a half bottle cap, but okay.
Alex made me do it on the
All right.
episode
okay,
three.
Well, let's start with the host and let's leave the guests as the finale. All
right, I honestly really like this. It's really good. Like you said, easy drinking. It's feeling a little acidy to me right now, but we have been
That's
drinking all
old,
day.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy this. Nice subtle flavor. Good on the Alley Cat guys for doing these back alley brews, you know, trying new stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 4 bottle caps out of 5.
Nice. Good rating. Honestly, it was really, really good. I could have this anytime. I'll give it a, if we're doing halvesies,
mm-hmm.
I'll do it 4.5 bottle caps. I really enjoy this, and I didn't think I would. When you had mentioned it on the boat, I was like, this is going to be terrible, and this is going to be rough drinking it, and I should have known better because it's an Alley Cat. It's good. 4.5.
Yeah, so I'll give it a 4.
Wow, a non-craft beer drinker,
really
Alley Cat.
Like yeah.
Pat yourselves on the back.
That's good. We're going to have
ding, 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 ding.
We're going to have Nathan converted here soon.
Yeah, we'll get him.
I even had the burp there, and I could taste the...
Oh, is that the key? I haven't done it yet, but I will. After the show. After
definitely
the show.
Very interesting.
I want to be very polite to you guys. I was eating Doritos earlier, so...
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up today's Canada Day.
Yep.
At the Lake, on location episode of Suds with Buds. I would like to take some time today to quickly thank Alley Cat for the delicious Spruce Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank Darren, my co-host, for being on again.
All right. Thank you.
And today's guest, Nathan. Thanks for coming on and talking with us a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All righty. We got to get back to deep frying.
We do. All right, everyone. Enjoy your beers.
Peace out. Happy Canada Day.